Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
You know the drill, don't you? I think you do. Mind you, the inbox is getting lonely. Oh, yes. Melbourne Drive at abc.net.au. Do I need to say that slowly? Maybe I do. Melbourne Drive at, so one word, Melbourne Drive at abc.net.au. I need your changing tracks. A story, a reflection on the song that means something to you. Silly or serious, long time ago or recently, the music's just got to mean something to you or signified something to you or played as the soundtrack when something happened or it was the catalyst for something that happened. Anything at all. You've got to connect to the music. This week's changing track is for Pip. At 26, I was burnt out. Not that I understood it at the time. I had spent a year as a medical registrar in a small-town New Zealand hospital. Registrars are the doctors that do the brunt of the day-to-day hospital work. They are usually at least 3 years out of medical school, often more. Like many small hospitals, however, mine was desperate, so I was promoted after only 18 months. I was way out of my depth. A quiet week was 70 hours. A busy one was 100 plus. Often there was little sleep, with four-day weekends, so that by Sunday you are lucky to know your own name, let alone make critical medical decisions. People died, some horribly. I don't know if I could have saved them if I had more experience, more sleep, more support, but their deaths stayed with me. One morning a 19-year-old woman came in. She was 9 months pregnant. After an argument with her partner, she'd tried to take her own life. She didn't mean to kill herself, she told me. She just wanted to make him realise how upset she was. I admitted her, and over the next 3 days, her unborn baby died. She went into labour and delivered her dead baby, and she, too, slowly died. All the time, she pleaded with me to save her. I couldn't. I remember her large Maori family gathered around her bed, playing a guitar and singing a karakia, a prayer song. The harmonies were beautiful, the emotions intense. This was 26 years ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday. As a young doctor, I started out full of empathy. Nurses and patients liked me. I enjoyed listening to their stories and doing my best for them. After this and some other awful deaths that had too much blood and too many desperate eyes, I hardened up. I would walk down the cold green lino wards, looking at the patients thinking, you people are just here to make my life hell. A small part of me realised this was not right, but I was so deep in my hole, I couldn't see a way out. One night, my husband told me that he had no option but to do research overseas, maybe Sweden. I didn't care where it was, so long as it was away from here. There were huge obstacles. We didn't speak Swedish. I wouldn't be able to practice medicine, but we were 26. Together, we could do anything. So I resigned. We packed our bags, bought a Swedish language course on tape, and headed to Sweden. It all worked out. By literally knocking on a door, I got a research position that led to a doctoral degree. We both completed our degrees, and after a couple of years, I realized that I missed clinical medicine. I was sitting at my small Swedish kitchen table, looking out at a tree in the backyard, and this song was on the radio. I finally decided that I did want to be a clinical doctor, but not if I could get hurt. Emergency medicine was new at the time, and I thought it could be for me. Limits on hours. See the patients, but not for so long that you'd get close to them. Exciting, but yes, people would be very sick. Some may die. But with support and training, you could actually be saving lives. I landed a job in London, then back to New Zealand, and finally to Australia to do the formal training to become an emergency medicine specialist. I could see in one of my mentors a career in emergency medicine where I wouldn't have to sacrifice my humanity. That's what I wanted. That's what I studied for, sacrificing crucial time with my babies to build my career. More than 20 years later, I know it was the right decision, and I hope the awful experiences I had early on helped me become a more understanding doctor, educator, and mentor that I am today. Again, however, during the current pandemic, I saw my colleagues and myself facing burnout. I feel the pressure to work more, but I've learned my lessons and I'll only work part-time. It takes time to recover from the emotion of a pediatric resuscitation or making phone call after phone call to relatives who are unable to visit their dying elderly family members in our noisy, busy emergency department. Hearing their grief, yet unable to provide much solace, I now know my limits and I will not let myself get burnt out again. Every time I hear this song, I'm back at that little table in a Swedish autumn, watching the tree, contemplating my future, and, as the lyrics say, wanting to change my point of view. Pip's changing track is Lemon Tree by Fool's Garden.